You know, earlier this week, it was National Dog Day. You can argue that every day is National Dog Day, but I don't think there's ever been a better time in history to be a pet. I mean, they're flying up front on airplanes, and they're eating fresh food that comes out of the refrigerator, and veterinarians are presenting with four-figure bills to keep them going. And they don't run away anymore, thanks to PetSafe, which I think invented the invisible fits. Rob Candelino is CEO of PetSafe, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Great to be here. You know, I've had a lot of people in my life tell me I had a face for radio, so this platform is perfect for this.
So didn't you guys, years ago, I look back and a fellow named Randy Boyd, who I think founded this company, was on. Weren't you the first ones with this, that invisible fence that keeps the dogs in the area?
Invisible Fence, interestingly, was founded 51 years ago. It was not. It wow. predates PetSafe Brands and the company Randy founded, which was called Radio Systems. So actually, it predates it by two decades. The technology has been revolutionary in the 50 plus years. Together with PetSafe, which is one of our core brands on our retail side of the business, which Randy did invent, you know, we've saved over 11 million dogs throughout the life of our existence. And I think you talk about National Pet Day or National Dog Day. We love cats too, and
they're coming up in October, by the way.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Our purpose as a company, in fact, is to help unleash freedom for pet parents to keep their pets happy, healthy, and safe. It's why we exist. It's why we come to work. And so, you're right. It has never been a better time to be a pet, and it's never been a safer time to be a pet, thanks to many of the things that Randy helped found and what we have inherited.
So your company's been around for a good long while, but I'm serious. I really think there is an upswing. I think people are spending, and maybe it's because they're not having families anymore, but I mean, people are spending more on their pets and they don't feel bad about it. I mean, it seems like there are more and more products that are available.
The demographics and the psychographics on this are astonishing, David, and they're super interesting from a commercial standpoint and even just from a societal standpoint. Less and less people getting married but seeking companionship, more now with social media. You would think we'd be more connected and more open. It's actually the opposite. And so pets fill a void for many people. And one of the wonderful things, as you know, and your listeners will well know about pets is, you know, there's no judgment. They love unconditionally. You know, the support is there, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're employed or not, you know, they just absolutely love their owners and their pet families. And we think there's something so admirable and actually inspiring in that, that they deserve to be treated well, you know, in our view. And I think you're right. I think the quality of food is improved and the optionality for pet parents to spoil their pets has never been greater. And that makes it super interesting to be in the industry to address and satisfy a lot of these consumer needs, which, again, we've been doing successfully for over 30 years.
You know, I'm going to be interested if we look back on COVID as a period. I'm serious. I think I bonded closer to our golden retriever through COVID because he was in the home office with me and there and would just sit there and watch me, you know, do my work or listen to me in this case or something like that. And I think there was a closer bond. I think a lot of people were like that.
It's very true. And you actually see it in their purchasing behavior as well, David. The, you know, a category like harnesses, you know, it's quite a substantially large category. Most households that have a dog will have maybe one harness. We saw that spike to 3+ harnesses per household during COVID. Why? Because you're home more. Why? Because you need to get outside of your house because you're quarantining or you're contained. And so you buy more accessories for your pet and you end up spending more time with them because you're not needing to be in an office. And so for us and for the industry writ large, it was certainly a couple of years of boon time for everybody in that respect.
So what is PetSafe now? I still think of it for the fences, but you've got many brands, right?
We've got many brands, many products. In fact, our biggest brand, you know, the one that most people will know of, like when I say I work for a company, and we actually just changed the name of the company. It was Radio Systems Corporation.
Right.
We are in the midst of quite a substantial transformation to become much more of a consumer products kind of company. We make wonderful consumer technology powered products that help keep pets happy, healthy, and safe. And so we changed the name of our company from Radio Systems to PetSafe Brands. And PetSafe is our largest brand. It's, you know, multiple times larger than Invisible Fence. And PetSafe is the market leader in like 7 of the 11 product categories we're in. Everything from harnesses and leads to in-ground containment systems to training collars and bark collars. And indeed, in fact, our Scoop Free business, which PetSafe Scoop Free is a litter box system that has superior technology, zero odor, and you don't have to touch your cats.
I was going to ask you, that's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. So the cat.
It's a revolution, David.
It's like a big plastic egg, and the cat goes in there and does his business and then leaves, and then the thing turns around, I guess, disposes of it. And so
no, ours is much sleeker than a big plastic egg, David. Ours is a smaller unit that is flat, and it has a unique patented raking system that we invented.
Yeah.
And basically the cat goes in, does their business, leaves, and our unique combination of our crystal litter. So we don't use conventional clumping litter. We use a unique crystal litter that has a higher degree of absorption and odor protection. And that, together with our patented rake system, rakes the excrement into a containment system underneath the box that's locked in for 30 days. The owner does not need to do a thing except change that cartridge full of litter once every 30 days. That's it.
So how do you distribute? I see your items on Amazon. Is that the major distribution point?
We're everywhere. I mean, I inherited an incredibly broad-based distribution system. I mean, we are in everything from pure play pet specialty to pure play online, you know, the one that you mentioned and others and their competitors. Farm Ag is a big retail channel for us. Grocery is a big channel for us. And we have a small but burgeoning business in drug and mass. You know, some of the nation's largest retailers have some of our products and increasingly want more of them. So it's quite a broad base of distribution in part because of the boon that we talked about. I think pets and pet owners are everywhere now. And as a consequence, we need to meet them where they need us to be.
But it's interesting that the stimulus behind this company, the original part, is technology. And that's got to be, I mean, that's unique. I mean, there are lots of, I don't know, Hearts Mountains or other stuff out there, competitors, but probably not that many people in your arena, are they?
No, not at all. That's why we're the world leaders. It is, you know, we have 800 patents. We've got an army of engineers all over the world scouring the newest, coolest technology or inventing it. You know, I sit at the third floor here at our global head office in Knoxville, Tennessee. On the second floor, I was just there. Our engineers are tinkering with the latest and greatest new things that we can bring to market. So no, we are absolutely a technology-driven, patent-leading organization. We're not in the Me Too game as much as possible. We like to invent and lead.
It's a fascinating business. And like I said, I just can't think of a better time to be in this business. Rob Catalino is the CEO of PetSafe. It has been for, 2.5 years now?
2.5 years, yes.
I think you got great timing. We appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Likewise, David. Really good to meet you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.